Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily, and today we will be talking about The Originals, Where Nothing Stays Buried. This is the first episode post-Carrie, even though she's still kind of there, because Klaus hasn't done anything with her body yet, so she's chilling. I don't like it. I want her back. I'm very upset. That's it. That's my review. That's it. I'm done. No. This whole episode was about trying to take down Lucien and save Davina at the same time, who is currently dead, but not, but a ghost. Or something. I don't know. I never really understand the whole New Orleans witches thing.
She's in like ancestor limbo.
Yes. There,
well,
that's
no,
a good way
I'm
to
not,
describe it.
She's not in ancestor limbo. She's just, yeah, her soul, I guess you could say her soul is in like a limbo, because once she's, her body is like consecrated or whatever in like a funeral, then her spirit like moves on to the other side, and that's like where all the ancestors are waiting for her. So they're just like,
yep.
She's just hanging out in like a,
and they are not happy to see her at all. They're very upset, which is understandable because the one that's like running the show, she did have killed, but you know, I think she kind of deserved it. But you know, I don't trust any of those witches. New Orleans witches, don't trust them. But yeah, so Freya, first off, Cole destroyed me when he was holding, I almost said Danielle, Davina, and he's crying, and Marcel finds them, and Marcel just like loses it and starts beating him up. And Cole, angry Cole, who always overreacts, did nothing, and I was like, oh, Cole, he needs a hug. It was just a lot. And I felt so bad for both of them. Just this whole episode was emotional for me. Just because, you know, there's so much candy.
Yeah. And just the whole, like, I feel like with, like, Lucien trying to egg Klaus on, and then they made Elijah and Freya do, like, things that were really just questionable. And it just all kind of, there were a lot of bad things that happened in this episode, for sure.
Yeah, definitely a lot of questionable choice. Like, I would not want to be Freya. But at the same time, I completely understand why she did what she did. Because there was this was probably the only chance they were going to get to destroy Lucien. And it's just, like, I get it. But at the same time, I also get where Cole and Marcel are coming from, and why they're so mad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, yeah, they weren't really ever going to get another chance like that against Lucien. I'm sure they could have figured something else out, but it wouldn't have been like a permanent solution. Yeah, it sucks that it happened like at Davina's expense, but I'm still confused as like when she died. I feel like, so she like actually got, like, her soul really did get, like, ripped up and is gone forever? Is that, like, what the verdict was?
That's what it supposedly is. But I'm not buying it. Because we never saw her, like, really finish drawing the mark on her forehead. We just saw, like, the end pieces. And then the one who was doing it, who they had, the Wang Van, I don't remember what his name is. But the kid that they were having perform the spell to see if she was still there and try to bring her back, his mother was the one that was going after Davina, and Davina had his mother killed. So, like, is he really that most, like, trustworthy person that you want to, you know, you're going to take his word for it that she's really gone? Like, I don't know. I'm not buying into it yet. I'm still holding that little bit of hope that maybe she's still around somehow.
She's somewhere, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can't recall. I feel like normally after, like, somebody, like, a character like that dies, there's normally kind of, like, a interview. Like, they always kind of, all the interviews come out of the woodwork and whatever. And
yeah, she hasn't
really
done any exit interviews.
I didn't really see anything about her saying that she's, like, moving on from the show and doing other things and whatever. So I feel like there's still, like, some kind of, like, way that she's around somewhere. Like, she's hanging out. She might not be, like, alive again ever. She might just be, like, how they did with Bonnie's grandma, where she's just, like, hanging around on the other side.
Or Bonnie in general. Like, Bonnie's been a ghost. She's been an anchor. She's been so many things. So, like, I'm not buying it. But it makes me mad because Cammy's actually really dead, but they can bring Davina back whenever they want. So it's just kind of like,
yeah. She's a witch. And they need any witches to exploit at all times. That's just how it works.
It's annoying. It drives me crazy. But Lucien has finally met his end. And a well-deserving end. Because he killed Cammy. And I love the fact that Klaus cut his face again. Because he knew, like, that's, like, the biggest thing, and how he was telling him that he was nothing and he's lived in his shadow. And, like, I'm sorry, Klaus is just, like, the best murderer ever. Like, the way he, like, brings people down right before he's about to kill them, like, he does it so, like, eloquently, and he's so good at, like, getting revenge on people. Like, I loved it. I thought it was great, but, you know, Klaus is brave.
Yeah.
But the other thing that, really upset me was when Haley was talking to him and, like, kind of trying to, like, you know, kind of feel out how he's doing with Cammy. And then he says, like, then he was talking about how there are, like, 1,000 things he forgot to tell Cammy and he doesn't want Haley to make the same mistake with his brother. And I was just like, oh, right in the feels. Right in the feels.
Yeah. I did, like, about Klaus. Have you, like, because I was so obvious that he was just, like, they never wanted to show him be, like, vulnerable, like, actually with somebody else. Like, because that would just be not Klaus. So the fact that they finally, like, had him say, like, oh, there were all these things that I was feeling and I never said, like, okay, well, good. Because if you were just going to pretend like you never sat and were, like, vulnerable in your mind, then that would just be stupid. So I was glad that they actually said, like, had him have,
yeah,
like, a moment.
And I love his and Haley's relationship. I love it so much. Not, like, I don't shipley, but, like, they got, like, a nice little bromance going on. Parenting partner thing. I love it. And as much as I hate Lucien, I'm gonna miss him. He was a great villain. And Andrew Lees is amazing. Like, he's great. He's so charming, and, like, even though he's a villain and you want to hate him, you're still kind of, like, almost rooting for him in a way, just because he's so charismatic and, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He makes, like, the perfect serial killer, murderer, because he, like, lures you in, and then he kills you.
Yeah, I would not survive Lucien at all.
I would survive,
like, oh,
like,
look at you. You're cute with an accent. Yes.
I would survive, like, interacting with half of the people on the show, because it's like, they're all just, yeah, like, you forget that there are, like, They're all murderers.
Hot people with accents.
Oopsies, they're all murderers. That's okay, because you look good.
Yep. Klaus finally decided to plan Cammie's wake with Haley, and it makes it so real, and it's so sad, and I hope we get to see it. And I want to say there was a coffin in the promo, like a wake type thing, but I'm wondering if it's for Cammie or Davina, or if they're having like a joint wake, or like, what are they doing with that? Because I don't believe that Davina's dead. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Not buying that they killed off half the female cast.
Yeah. I feel like they'll, what's his face? We'll find a way to bring her back.
Cole? Vincent?
No. Vincent, that's it. I wanted to say Finn, but I was like, no, that was the first season. Shows how much like I actually thought about what his name was and not just like went to his face and was like, oh, you, I know you. Like,
I love Vincent.
I feel like obviously the fact that he gave Marcel the serum or whatever, I feel like they're gonna stop at nothing until they find a way to somehow bring her back and or, you know, wreak havoc on everybody.
Yeah,
first.
And I'm gonna be very upset if they turn Marcel into a villain.
Yeah, cause he already was a villain. Like, let's not go back there.
Yeah.
He was,
if he does become this thing, they will have to kill him.
Yeah.
And I don't
want
that.
He was, like, the lesser villain of two villains. Like, obviously, in the first season, he was just, like, the conflict up against Klaus, who was, like, he's obviously a villain, but we were supposed to root for him, so we were supposed to root for Marcel less.
Yep.
So I'd be really like Marcel,
if he's
not grave.
I don't want him to die. I'm tired of them killing everybody I like on this show.
Let's just not kill
anybody. Waiting for Cole to die.
You
I don't
Cole
trust them. I'm waiting for it because they always kill Cole. Cole's like
true.
The go-to Michelson kill.
I guess until I see a confirmation that like they have made Nathaniel Buzzle look like a series regular or something, he's very much on the chopping block. So I guess, like,
yeah.
Maybe somebody is here.
I was waiting.
Right away.
Yeah, I was waiting for Rebecca to die as well, or at least her body.
Yeah. I feel like they thought too much to, like, ever close the door on her up completely.
Yeah, but it's kind of like she's just
at this point, I feel like it should. She hasn't really shown up in, like, a really long time.
Yeah, and the whole, like, I thought they were going to, like, kill Rebecca to end Aurora if Aurora had ever, like, officially transitioned. But what makes me so mad is Vincent was so, like, hell-bent on getting rid of the serum and getting rid of Lucien and not wanting all of these monsters out in the world. And then he just hands it to Marcel. Like, here you go. Like, do you really think Marcel's going to be that much better when he's full of vengeance and anger and, like, sadness and all this, like, you really think that's a smart idea to hand it to this guy that's, like, super grieving, like, all five stages of grief at once? Like, really? No. Vincent? Just frustrating.
Yeah, he is.
But one of our, my favorite scenes this week was Haley and Eliza, and she just rests her head on his shoulder, and he kisses her forehead, and they don't even say anything. And it's just like so.
Yeah, it was very, very sweet.
It was
so great.
As much as I love Jackson,
I still struggle with like whether or not I actually like them together. Because I don't know. I'm just like still, and I don't know. I guess I just. When, like, going into the originals, I was still, like, just way back, like, you know, two seasons ago, I was still, like, kind of meh, because I was, like, well, I was just upset that they got rid of Catherine, and I just liked the idea of the two of them together. So it was like, hard for me to let go of that, and then to like accept the fact that she like he liked Haley. Because I kind of was like, I was indifferent to Haley. Not anymore. That's how I was. I just feel like them together still hasn't like grown on me 100%. Like I don't dislike them. I just still am not like. Like, oh my god, like they're everything to me. Like, I just haven't reached that level yet. Maybe I will.
Yeah, I'm not at that either. I'm more like they're adorable and they're like the only like semi stable couple I have left that I like because they just keep killing everybody. But yeah, I agree. I was like that with Haley. Like, I didn't like Haley to the very end of the first season. Like, I hated Haley. I hated her with Elijah. I was like, get away. What are you doing? You're a homewrecker. Like, I don't like you. Like, I was just so against Haley. And then I went back and I rewatched it. And I was like, I love Haley. So, but I get where you're coming from. We got 2 episodes left of this season. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know who's going to be the new villain, and I really, really hope it's not Marcel, because I'll be very upset.
Yeah, I just hope they don't go that way. It would be redundant, and
it would ruin the character.
This whole, like, I mean, I guess if they're trying to bring things, like, full circle, but there's no way for them to bring it full circle, because the show centers around Klaus and Elijah, so they can't really very well oust them from New Orleans because, like, that's the whole point of the show.
But,
so, Marcel would be the loser in that situation.
The Vampire Diaries is 3 years ahead. And...
3 years ahead? What?
Yeah.
See, I'm not...
And when they did the crossover, they told Caroline that Klaus hasn't been seen in, like, 3 years. So, I don't know. I don't understand.
What? How?
I know.
I'm not even going to try my head around right now. That's just...
Yeah, don't. But they talk about Klaus and the Vampire Diaries. Like, oh, he hasn't been seen in years. And, like, he hasn't been in New Orleans in years. So it's just kind of like...
I guess that is, like, a hint that maybe the next season, it will be them getting driven out of New Orleans and then... It'll be restructured thing.
But then I was like, maybe the entire town is compelled to think that they're not there, but they still are there. Like, I don't know.
Maybe.
I do not know. I don't know where they're going. I never know where they're going. We got 2 episodes left, and I'm scared for everybody. Nobody is safe, except for Klaus and Elijah. But that's pretty much it. I don't even think Hope is safe. Just because you're a baby doesn't mean you're safe on this show. That's just me. All right. I think we've pretty much covered it for this episode. Is there anything else we didn't cover that you want to talk about?
Nope, not that I can think of. I've already forgotten. The one part that I did like the most in this episode, where Cole was holding Davina, but I feel like when Marcel was she basically gave her like a daughter talk, and I feel like I liked that a lot too. So
yes,
the quieter moments.
And then when they were trying to talk to Marcel, and he's like, "No, I'm done with you guys. Like, I'm not your family anymore." I was like, "Oh."
Yeah.
Yeah, he has valid reasons. I understand. Makes sense, but it's still sad. All right, guys. Be sure to check out our website, thevro.com, for more recaps and interviews and all that good stuff. Like us on Facebook at Variety Online, Variety Radio Online, and follow us on Twitter at thevro. We're on Tumblr and Instagram, and Audioboom as well. So we will see you next week, or probably Monday, for our recap for tomorrow's show. So we will see you then. Bye.
Bye.